The St. Louis Art Museum opens three different shows this month, and each takes technology as a jumping-off point to explore politics or history. Artist and curator spoke with St. Louis Public Radio's Willis Ryder Arnold about the exhibits and what role artists have in helping us understand the place technology has in our world.
World-renowned German photographer Thomas Struth stands surrounded by images of wires, robot parts, and industrial machines. For him, researchers and scientists have managed to bring humanity together, even while political crisis after political crisis unfolds.
So I said to myself, you know, let me open the doors and look at this entanglement and the passion, kind of your tunnel vision of in which people work in science and technology.
Struth's photos document the inside of super colliders, the bottoms of space shuttles, and sites of world-changing research. His exhibit, titled Nature and Politics, is one of three shows on technology that open this month at the Art Museum. For curator Eric Lutz, each show offers a different lens with which to view the relationship between art and the scientific process.
The way that an artist is looking for a certain sense of order and beauty in the world, and a scientist is doing the same thing, just with very different tools.
And while Struth's photographs imagine a cooperative present and future, exhibits by Matt Saunders and Ben Thorpe Brown look at technology's past. Brown's films transport viewers to a shoelace factory in Germany, where ancient craft and modern technology coexist. Viewers will see foot molds used to build shoes that are constructed by hand and produced by 3D printers. Here's curator Hannah Clem.
There, especially in an encyclopedic museum where you can go visit these other galleries and look at the history of art, is how much these contemporary artists still are utilizing the history of art in their works that look to the future and that move art forward.
But, she says, by viewing these works together, people can see connective threads between the artists, technological history, and art history.
He really is trying to force the viewer to confront how technology has changed over time, which I think is different than Thomas's. That's very much, I think, about how technology is working at this moment and then almost looking to how it could be in the future.
And that's where these three artists meet. They ask that viewers consider how technology affects our vision of the world around us and what it means going forward. Struth's final image captures the idea. It's a photo of the Atlanta Aquarium, in which a bunch of kids look out into deep blue water speckled with fish. Curator Eric Lutz explains.
By ending with a seascape, I think he's indicating that we're all here on this blue planet, and we're all in it together, and hopeful that things will be better in the future.
Struth's project keeps looking toward that future. While in town, he shot photos at a Washington University lab and the Danforth Plant Center as a way of documenting cutting-edge technology here in St. Louis. His exhibit is currently open and will show through January 21st. Shows by Matt Saunders and Ben Thorpe Brown open this weekend. I'm Willis Ryder Arnold, St. Louis Public Radio.